As if Iran didn't have enough on its plate this week, now add the threat of more economic sanctions on a country that's already mightily struggling. Germany, Britain, and France are challenging Iran over its resumption of nuclear activities. This could lead to UN sanctions being snapped back on Iran. President Trump took the U.S. out of the nuclear deal in 2018, but until now, at least, the Europeans have been trying to keep it alive. Constanze Stelzenmüller is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Constanze, why is this happening now? What has Iran done to push the Brits, French, and Germans over the edge?
The Iranians have made it very clear that they intend no longer to consider themselves bound by the uranium enrichment limits set by the deal. That is crucial for its European partners, for whom that is the whole point and purpose of the deal. To slow down Iranian attempts to acquire nuclear capability, to make all of its nuclear activities fully transparent. And if Tehran is walking back from that, then the agreement is truly in danger from a European point of view.
So what's the goal of the European move?
I think the goal of the European move is quite simple. And the Europeans have said two important things at the same time as they said we are triggering this dispute settlement mechanism. They have said we will not be part of Washington's maximum pressure strategy, and we wish to preserve the agreement. In other words, they're holding out a bridge to Iran to come back over. But they're also making it clear that they feel that Iran has of its own accord crossed this bridge away from them. And the triggering of the dispute mechanism enables the reimposition of UN and European sanctions without the veto powers in the Security Council stopping those sanctions. And that, I think, is a major stick to shake at Tehran.
So we shouldn't interpret the European move as meaning that Germany, France, and the UK are coming around to Donald Trump's way of thinking?
I think not.
Now, despite the European powers having formally initiated this dispute mechanism and challenging Iran, Europe seems to really want to keep the JCPOA alive. Why is that?
The Europeans want to keep the JCPOA alive for two reasons, a good one and a rather less good one. The good reason is that the JCPOA has given international inspectors unprecedented inspection rights into Iranian nuclear activities. And so far, Tehran has not walked back from that as far as we know. The less good reason is that the JCPOA has always been considered a zenith of diplomatic achievement by the Europeans, not just by France and the United Kingdom, who are permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, but also by the Germans, who were the third European country in the E3, the European parties to this agreement. And so to some degree, this is seen as a symbol of diplomatic status, which makes it understandably hard for Europeans to step back and view it critically and ask themselves, what is this really worth at this point?
Now, with the European powers initiating a dispute mechanism, there's now 60 days for an agreement with Iran, or UN sanctions will snap back into place. What would a better nuclear deal with Iran look like?
I think a better nuclear deal with Iran would look quite like the old one, to be frank. It took years to negotiate among diplomats who knew their Iranian counterparts very well, who were deeply aware, because they were in possession of good intelligence, of what the Iranians were doing and not doing. And it was also realistic in that the agreement didn't attempt to include Iran's other activities. There is one point, however, that I would suggest that now be included, which is Iran's missile capabilities. Iran showed with its two quite precise strikes on the U.S. air bases in Iraq that it is capable of hitting very sensitive American targets at a considerable distance. And these capabilities ought to be included in a future agreement.
Constanze Stelzenmüller is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.